We're going to turn to God's word now, and we're just going to take a few minutes to share from God's word. So the verse that we're going to focus, we're focusing on one verse this morning as we come to the end of the year, and it's from Romans chapter 15 and verse 13, which says this: may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And it's a great verse, isn't it? It's such an encouraging verse. And we're coming to the end of the year, New Year's beginning at the end of the week. And I don't know about you, whether you plan on making resolutions. This time of year, we make resolutions about not eating so much or not drinking so much and stuff like that. I'm not going to make any resolutions this year. I was thinking about this a little bit this week, about even the word resolution. And it's an interesting word, isn't it? Because it says re-solution. And there are no solutions to what is happening in the world. There's no, you know, we've watched governments try to come up with plans that would make things right and make things better and bring healing and make everything wonderful again. And that may or may not happen in 2021. We pray, we hope that the vaccine is effective, but there don't seem to be any solutions. And actually, for my own life, I'm not, you know, it's difficult to make a resolution. We make resolution because we're looking for a solution to make me better. And I'm never entirely sure how easy it is to keep resolutions that I make. So I'm not going to make resolution. But what I am going to do is I'm going to try to follow the Lord more closely, better than I have in 2020. With all its difficulties and with all the travails that we've faced, many of us have been drawn closer to God. But I wonder whether we need to be drawn closer still in 2021. It's like that business of writing checks. I don't know how long you go on writing, if you still write checks, how long you keep writing the wrong date on documents like checks. But I'm forever doing that. It's about June before I realised it's 2021. New year is beginning, and we hope and pray that it will bring new things to us and maybe a new start in all sorts of ways. But I'd like us to spend just a few minutes thinking about this verse. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So here's some of the things that it would be good for us to realise today. We're to be filled with joy and peace and hope. Now, these things can be self-generated. We can try and put on a happy face when we feel sad. That is usually, people usually see through that and they see us for what we are and what's really going on our hearts. Peace. I've got to say this morning, it's a little bit stressful having to do this all again because we didn't expect to have to be doing it from home again. So having to relearn how to make everything work takes a little bit of time. So it's a bit stressful and I have to force myself to be calm. This is not talking about just forcing ourselves to be calm. This is something external from ourselves and hope for the future. Paul, when he's writing, is writing to Romans who were under pressure, Roman Christians who were under great pressure. And so where was joy coming from for them? Where was peace coming for them? Where was joy coming from for them? At Christmas time, we acknowledge, we celebrate, we remember the giving of Jesus, the coming of Jesus into the world to bring these very things. And notice this, he doesn't just say, Paul's not just saying, you know, I want you to know a little bit of joy, a little bit of peace, a little bit of hope. He's saying, I want you to be filled. May God fill you with joy and peace and hope. To be filled. Indeed, it's the picture that is being used here is a picture of being overfilled. We didn't manage our Christmas dinner on Christmas Day. We were too busy. We were taking advantage of being able to travel on Christmas Day. So we had Christmas dinner last night or yesterday evening, and my plate was overflowing with good things. Turkey dinner, it was just wonderful to enjoy that, but it was somewhat overflowing. I could have had less on my plate and had been just as satisfied. The picture here is of God filling us with abundance, more than we need. So let's pray today. I want to pray for each person who's watching this, that you would know joy from God, peace from God, hope from God. Joy, peace and hope. Let me pray for you just now. It's not the end of the talk, by the way. Father, I pray for everyone watching this, that each of us would know your joy, your peace and your hope, that you would fill us. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Paul also talks about trusting in God. Did you notice that? Trust in him. Fill you with joy and peace as you trust in him. In whom do we put our trust? In whom do we put our trust right now? We have to trust all sorts of people. We have to trust the government, that they'll make good choices, wise decisions on our behalf. And we're never quite sure about that. I could go into all the details of what's happened in this year, but there's no point rehearsing any of that. But we have to trust them right now to get it right. We have to trust the scientists and the medics as they research vaccines, and we seem to be getting good results, and we look forward to the vaccine rolling out in the coming months. I'm hoping to get mine by June this year. But we have to put our trust that will be effective and that will work. We have to trust in those caring for us, our families, our friends, the services that help us. We've had some experience this month of having to put our trust in various people who have been trying to help us. But above all, we need to trust in God. In the beginning, I was talking about solutions, and whether there are solutions or not, we're yet to see whether all the plans that are being put in place for Brexit and vaccines and so on, how effective that's going to be. But behind all of that, for us who believe, we put our trust in God. That was Paul's prayer for the Roman Christians, that they would trust in God above all else. And that's worked out in all sorts of ways. It's worked out how we are, how we relate to one another, how we relate to the people around us, how we express love to one another and care for one another. But it's that continual looking up. Even when we're feeling low and things are difficult, we continue to look up. So will you pray that you'll trust in God this year? I pray that I will trust in God all the more this year. And I want to pray that for you as well as we come to the end of the year, that God will help you trust in him who is ever faithful, who is always true, who loved us so much that he sent his son into the world to die for us. So let's pray together for that. Father, I pray for my friends watching this, that you would come and help people, help everyone to trust in you. Trust in you for today. Trust in you each and every day. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Third point, you'll be pleased to know, this is the third point and the last point. The picture in this passage is about overflow, that you will overflow in God's power. Read it again, that you will overflow. This isn't just about an internal thing where we get all this peace and joy and hope and it's all lovely and we feel warm inside. That it's the idea that we overflow in God's power. What a prayer that would be, to pray that the people who are part of St. Thomas's, that those who claim to be followers of Jesus, that we wouldn't just be self-absorbed, that we wouldn't just have enough in our glass, but that we would be overflowing with God's power and God's love, that that would be flowing out from us, out from our hearts and our minds, out from our mouths to people, that we would just love him so much that we would want other people to know how much he loves them. So that, again, I want to pray that for us. You know, it makes such a difference to us and to the world around us when we're overflowing with God's love. I read this last night. My friend David Robertson posted this last night, who's now in Australia, was a minister in Dundee, but he posted a quotation of Blaise Pascal. When Blaise Pascal came to faith in the 17th century, he had such a powerful experience of God's love. This is what he wrote. He wrote this on Monday, 23rd November, 1654, between the hours of 10:30 and 12:30. He had such an experience, Blaise Pascal had such an experience that he kept these words sewn into his coat for the rest of his life. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, not of the philosophers and of the learned. Certitude, feeling, joy, peace, God of Jesus Christ, my God and your God. Your God will be my God. Forgetfulness of the world and of everything except God. He is only found by the ways taught in the gospel. Grandeur of the human soul. Righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you. Joy, joy, joy. Tears of joy. I have departed from him. They have forsaken me, the fount of living water. My God, will you leave me? Let me not be separated from him forever. This is eternal life, that they know you, the one true God, and the one that you sent, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. I left him, I fled him, renounced, crucified. Let me never be separated from him. He is only kept securely by the ways taught in the gospel. Renunciation, total and sweet. Complete submission to Jesus Christ and to my director. Eternally enjoy for a day's exercise on the earth. May I not forget your words. Amen. That is overflowing in God's power. So my prayer for myself and for any watching this today is that we will overflow in God's power, and that God will be known by us and through us. And I want to pray that for you as well this morning, and pray it for myself. So let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for your word, which reminds us so powerfully of your loving presence and your desire to be at work within us. And I pray that we would be overflowing in the days to come, in the year to come, overflowing with your power. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Wow. Come, Holy Spirit, fill your people today. Amen.